Thank you for your inspiring teachings and dedicated life. Two questions. One, I seem to recollect that the Buddha cautioned against unwholesome thoughts in a way that seemed to raise their results as similar to an unwholesome action, not just, for example, as a caution against cultivating bad patterns or habits, but as producing manifest external as well as internal results, karmically. Is this so? Yeah, I mean, it's always actions of body, speech, and mind. It isn't as if, oh, the mind's just a minor thing and the body and speech is really really the big deal. Or it isn't. It's all of a piece. And of course the mind is what generates the intention, volitions, which inclines toward certain actions and speech, so that you're paying attention to the thoughts and thought patterns because they don't just they don't just stay inside. Just thinking, you know, there was that years ago when George Bush was the president. There was this great comedy skit that somebody did as kind of an imitation, and of course he says some outrageous thing, and he said, "Oop, that was an inside thought." That wasn't supposed to come outside.